This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Paul Buchanan of Queen of the Apostles Catholic Church of Belmont, North Carolina.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Clopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord.
We encounter some rather gloomy disciples on the road to Emmaus today in the Gospel, looking downcast as they walked away from Jerusalem after the death of Jesus. They expressed their general disappointment in the state of things as they saw it when they said, "We were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel." Their hopes, which they had placed in Jesus, had apparently been completely dashed by his crucifixion and death. Jesus, in spite of his promises, was apparently absent. Even his body itself had disappeared. We may find that this resonates with us because of how often we may be thinking like the disciples did. We become discouraged sometimes because God seems to be absent. or our prayers seem to go unheard, and the fears of the world begin to press in upon us. We might think, or even pray, show yourself, Lord. Clear up all the confusion. Save us, for we are perishing. This is, I think, essentially the prayer that these disciples would have made if they had had the faith to do so. Because as we see, it's a prayer that Jesus answers. The journey on the road to Emmaus shows us that Jesus does reveal himself in two ordinary ways, even when he might otherwise seem to be absent. In the scriptures and in the breaking of the bread, which points to the Eucharist. He revealed himself in these ways back then, and he continues to reveal himself to us in these ways, even now, today, even at this Mass. We see as we travel on the road to Emmaus that the foundation of Jesus's revelation, making himself known to us, is found in the scriptures. By spending time with the scriptures, we're able then to perceive Christ in the ways that he makes himself known. Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us? The disciples asked each other. In other words, they felt God's presence in the scriptures. What a marvelous gift. And when we encounter the word of God in the scriptures, we can feel that way too. But in order for this to have the chance to happen, we have to be present to the scriptures by actually reading them or listening to them. This is not, of course, just about the New Testament, the stories that relate to the earthly life of Jesus, but the entirety of the revealed scriptures, which Christ himself says refer to him, from Moses and the prophets all the way to the last word of the book of Revelation. The Bible in a Year podcast from Father Mike Schmitz is perhaps the most convenient way to do this, and it's a great way to incorporate the scriptures into our daily lives, but I know that even that can be a big commitment to make at first. So once again, one psalm a day is a great place to start, to plant the seed, which is the word within our hearts, which then begins to grow. And it makes it easier for us to recognize Christ in other places when we first meet him in the pages of sacred scripture. For ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ, as St. Jerome once said so beautifully. After the disciples' hearts burned within them through the scriptures, then they were prepared to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. We as Catholics believe that this sacramental action points towards the Eucharist. The actions that the disguised Lord carries out, taking bread, blessing it, breaking it, giving it, these four actions are the ones that Christ did at the Last Supper itself when he instituted the Eucharist. They're also what the priest does at every Mass, which we'll see shortly, as we are able, once again, to encounter Christ himself in the breaking of bread. Our faith in the scriptures points to our faith in Jesus' presence in the sacraments. Best, of course, when the community is gathered for the celebration of the Eucharist. But we also encounter him in the broken bread when we adore the Blessed Sacrament. So if you're hungry to encounter him in a new way of prayer, come to Adoration on Thursday afternoons and spend some time speaking with him and listening to him respond to your heart with his love in the silence of his presence. Jesus reveals himself to us in these two beautiful and merciful ways, in the scriptures and in the breaking of the bread. But he also shows himself to us in more challenging circumstances. When we recognize Christ in the scriptures and in the Eucharist, then we will be able to recognize him in the ways that he himself says will affect the judgment of our lives. only if we stay close to him in the scriptures and in the Eucharist will we fully be able to minister to him elsewhere. When we see him hungry and feed him, a stranger and take him in, sick and in prison and minister to him. Learning to pray with the scriptures and coming to Mass and adoration are ends in themselves in that they offer to God the praise he is due, but they also equip us to go out and to be of service to others. If we find that our lives are deficient in service, if we fail to recognize Christ in the poor, in his distressing disguise, as Mother Teresa said, the place to go back to first is to recognize Christ in the scriptures and in the breaking of the bread. If we don't have that foundation built, we'll have nothing upon which to base going out and doing good to the poor and the marginalized for Christ's sake. And this is where we discover whether our faith is selfish and dead or living and effective. After they encountered Jesus, the disciples in the gospel left immediately to go back to Jerusalem. The pilgrimage of our lives too, which can so often be a bit gloomy, ends in Jerusalem. Not the earthly city, but the heavenly Jerusalem, where all things are made new. On our pilgrimage of our lives, we will encounter Christ, and he will make himself known to us when we look for him, in the scriptures, in the breaking of the bread, and in the poor and the marginalized. By spending time with him in the scriptures and in the Eucharist, we will be rejuvenated like the disciples were. We will be prepared to meet him and treat him with mercy when we encounter him in the outcast. And then, in the heavenly Jerusalem, hear those words of glory directed to us, we pray. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come, share your master's joy.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.